Planning factors. The planning factors reside in the item master file. Planning factors include information about ordering, policy, and use, lot size or order quantity. This is the standard amount of an item ordered. Lot size is determined by the policy adopted by planners for the quantity to be planned at the end item or component level. The policy can be lot for lot to meet the exact quantity needed or a quantity based on economic order quantity or other factors. If the item is ordered in fixed order quantities, this will affect planned order size. Lead time. This is the lead time required for release work orders or purchase orders so that an item is received when it is required. Lead times for work orders can be based on an engineering estimate or historical knowledge of the time needed to complete a component. Lead time for purchase orders can be based on an estimate or a historical average of the delivery lead time. Safety stock. Safety stock is the amount of inventory that is reserved to protect against fluctuations in supply and demand or forecast error. This stock is included in the projected available. If an order reduces the projected available below the required safety stock level, the planned order must include replenishing the safety stock as well as supplying what is needed to fill the order. Scrap and yield. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these in related terms as follows. Scrap. Material outside of specifications and possessing characteristics that make rework impractical. Yield. The amount of good or acceptable material available after the completion of the process. It is usually computed as the final amount divided by the initial amount converted to a decimal or percentage. In manufacturing planning and control systems, yield is usually related to specific routing steps or to the parent item to determine how many units should be scheduled to produce a specific number of finished goods. For example, if 50 units of a product are required by a customer and a yield of 70% is expected, then 72 units, computed as 50 units divided by 7, should be started in the manufacturing process. Scrap factor. A factor that expresses the quantity of a particular component that is expected to be scrapped upon receipt from a vendor, upon completion of production, or while that component is being built into a given assembly. It is usually expressed as a decimal value. For a given operation or process, the scrap factor plus the yield factor is equal to 1. For example, if the scrap factor is 30% or 3, then the yield is 70% or 7, yield factor. A measurement of the yield of a process. For a specific process or operation, yield factor plus scrap factor equals 1. Scrap results in fewer units produced than would be the case if 100% of the material ended up in the final products. When a process produces scrap, MRP increases the planned order release amount by a scrap or yield factor to account for this. The number of units to produce is calculated by dividing the number of units ordered by the work center's yield. The master production schedule and MRP calculations would factor this in. The lot sizes that are set therefore need to account for the yield factor. Yield may be higher or lower than expected since actual production performance may differ from the standard. Higher yield than planned could result in a higher on-hand balance than desired. For example, this is one reason lot for lot might have an on-hand balance, while lower than expected yield could result in depletion of the desired on-hand balance or safety stock.